This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
Man, it was right before Thanksgiving. I, like, suddenly had, I was just sneezing so much. And my sisters, you know, at first, they'd be like, bless you. Get out of the room. Stop sneezing.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. It's Ashley and Spider back again for episode 90. How are you doing today, Ashley?
Good. It's been a long week, though.
Has it?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I guess because we had such a long break last week, and then this is like a normal length week.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. I'm ready for the weekend.
I can understand that. Long weeks are hard.
And then it's like one kid in particular who's really been testing my patience this week. And it's like, all right. It's, come on. 4 days, going on five. We just chill. You don't have to be crazy every day. Once in a while, sure. Everyone has their days. But he's just like every day. It's just consistent. So that's fun. But how have you been?
Yeah, I've been pretty good. I've been sick all week. and being sick while you're trying to teach a training class is not the best thing in the world. But I've had medicine and I've been drinking a lot of tea and trying to get a lot of vitamin C in my system. So I've been trying to get over it the best way I can. But no, it hasn't been the easiest. But, you know, I'm trying to... trying to survive.
I don't know. One of the best things about, like, when you're sick is just losing your voice. I think that's fun because it doesn't happen to me very often. And it's
fun?
Yeah, because you have an excuse not to talk to people.
Oh, we talk for a living. This is what we do.
Well, my friends say I sound like... ask my voice. I don't know if that's true, but according to at least two of my friends that have heard me when I lose my voice, they've said that. But that was, I don't lose my voice very often, so that was a few years ago, but I'm sure there's been times before that, but I don't know. It's just something that doesn't happen often, and usually they get to that point when I'm still usually feeling okay. It's just I don't have a voice.
Yeah.
The last time I went to Chicago, I stepped foot in Chicago and my voice was like, goodbye. So that's, I remember, because then we recorded not too long after I got back and my throat was still sounding a little weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most of the times when I get sick, the first thing to go is my voice. Like, it always starts in my throat. As my throat gets scratchy, and then I start talking like this, and and that's the beginning of me getting sick.
I usually get nauseous. It's like one of the first things that I get.
I'm glad that doesn't happen.
I have allergies like that come and go. So it's like if it's just my nose, and then like usually a headache, and like. You know, you just kind of feel miserable, but you're not, like, nauseous. That's usually how I know it's just allergies. But once I get nauseous or I have a cough, that's when I know I'm sick.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, it was just last week my allergies were really bad for, like, a day or two. But then I was like, I don't feel Like, I feel miserable just because I have, like, a headache and my nose is runny, but I don't, other than that, like, I don't feel like I'm gonna throw up or something. So I'm not sick, it's just allergies, we're fine.
I hate. There are two parts of being sick that I hate the most. One is the incessant coughing. Like, if you have a cough that mm-hmm. you just can't control, and it's, like, to the point to where you feel like your lungs just have nothing left to give when you're coughing, I hate that. That's, like, my number mm-hmm. one thing that I hate. The second thing that I hate is a runny nose. I hate mm-hmm. having a runny nose that I can't control. Two nights ago, I was literally awakened at, like, 2 a.m. because my nose was running out of control. And I don't think I've ever had a runny nose wake me up from sleep before. But I was literally awoken from my sleep because my nose was running. And it was bothering me that much.
Yeah, I hate, like, when it's just runny when you're trying to sleep, because then there's nothing you can really do. It doesn't matter which, like, position you lay in. Your nose is just running, and there's not...
Exactly.
You can't fall asleep because you have to keep wiping it every, like, 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, I hate that. That's so annoying. Like, I really, like... Can I just be sick during the day, and then at night my nose could just stop for
right.
a little bit so I can sleep?
And it feels like at night is when it gets even, like, the most congested. Like, my nose is stopped up so much worse at night than it is during the day.
It's the worst when, like, you can't breathe out of your nose, but it's also running.
Yes, it really is.
There's nothing you can do about it.
It's just horrible.
It's just, like, horrible the two worst things.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's... Man... Being sick, it's a good time.
It's not fun. Not fun at all. I say that as I try to sniff all the nonsense back up into my nose.
You'll be fine. You'll get over it.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. It usually lasts too long. Sometimes the cough will keep going, though. You usually have a cough for like a month.
That's what I don't want. Unluckily enough, this time that I've been sick, I haven't really had to cough too bad, so I'm okay with that. Like, if I like have a bunch of sneezes, I'm more okay with that than having a cough, because if I'm coughing and I'm sounding like I'm hacking up a lung, I hate that. I hate that so much.
That's how other people know you're sick, is when you cough and it has that, like you can feel it in your chest and it has that really terrible sound to it. People are like, oh,
like,
you are sick.
You
don't
are
come
sick.
Near me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's like, no, I was sick like 2 weeks ago. This is just what's left.
Right. You're like, no, you sound like you still have it. You just go ahead, keep that over where you are. There was a guy in my class today. And he sneezed, and, you know, everybody said, bless you. And he sneezed again, and everybody said, bless you again. He was like, I'll try to keep it under wraps. So I was like, you only get 3. I was like, you sneeze again, we have to kick you out of class. He was like, seriously? I was like, yeah. I was like, I've been telling you that I'm sick all week. Why do you think I haven't been sneezing? I have to be here. I have to teach this class.
No, that's the perfect time. You sneeze 3 times, you're like, all right, I gotta go.
Can't teach a class anymore. I'm sorry. I sneezed 3 times.
Class canceled. Man, it was right before Thanksgiving. I, like, suddenly had... I was just sneezing so much. And my sisters, you know, at first, they'd be like, bless you. Bless you. Get out of the room. You can't stop sneezing. I sneezed, like, I don't know, probably like 30 times in 10 minutes.
Oh, that is too much. I think I would have told you the same thing. I'm like, stop, get out, bye. I can't deal with you anymore. Get out.
I'm like, I can't even move. I'm just sneezing constantly. I can't even see where I'm going.
I would have to leave you in the room by yourself. I'm like, I can't deal with you right now. I have to go.
Well, I was in my sister's room, so she was really like, leave.
Get away from me.
sorry. It's just, I don't know. It just suddenly hit me. Well, that was fun. All right.
So. Now that we're done talking about how miserable it is to be sick.
I'm going to try and describe this as best I can, because I assume you haven't watched Sense8. Like, you don't know what it's about, really.
No.
When it comes to, like, the main characters, they're called Sense8s. Like, they're those kind of people. And you can, like, if you're one of those, you can, like, see other people who are in your, what they're called, cluster. Or just other ones in general that, if you make eye contact. And then you can, like, if they're in your cluster, you can do things that they do, like speak languages they do, or do what have you can now do them only when, like, they're with you. And, like, what you see is it looks like they're doing it, but in real life, well, you know, then you're the one doing it. So it's kind of hard to explain, but essentially, when it comes to something like that, I just want to know, like, what kind of, like, skills or things like that do you have that would benefit someone in terms, like, just if someone needed it and you're like, oh, I can do this. I'll do it for you right now.
I will say that not so much now. When I was, like, fresh in the military, like, we took, like, first aid training, like, CPR and how to administer an IV if somebody was severely hydrated, how to administer a tourniquet if somebody is bleeding profusely and stuff like that. Like, we trained in all those skills and everything, but now that I haven't had to apply any of those skills in a really long time, I don't know if I could do it as effectively. Like, CPR, I think I still could do for the most part, and applying a tourniquet, I think I could still do that. Doing an IV, I think that's something that if you don't really practice it that often, you kind of lose it. Like, how to find a vein and, like, inject a needle effectively and stuff like that. but definitely, like, the skills on how to, if a person is unconscious, how to properly carry them out of an area. I think I could still do that pretty well. Administer Heimlich maneuver if somebody's choking. I still know how to do that. So I think, like, some life-saving stuff, I can still do that pretty effectively. Maybe some tech support stuff. I think I'm pretty good with computers and troubleshooting and things like that. I don't know. I feel like I'm very bad at gauging what my marketable skills are. I think I have to wait until I'm in a situation. But, like, oh, I can do that. I can help you with that.
This specific situation. Yeah, I got you.
A lot of my coworkers, they tend to rely on me when it comes to when it, I like a lot of Microsoft things, like as far as like Microsoft Word and Excel and stuff like that. If they're having trouble with it, they'll be like, oh, I need you to, can you help me with this? Can you, like, and then most of the time it's not something that I might readily know, but we can work together and kind of work through it and figure it out. And I can kind of come to some kind of conclusion on how to find a solution to get it done. But when it comes to, like, working an iPhone, like, a lot of them don't have iPhones for personal phones, but for work phones, we all have iPhones. And so I'll troubleshoot it, and I know how to, like, set it up. And if they need to, like, fix their email or something like that, they would rather ask me than ask our, like our tech support people. Because if you call tech support, it's like, okay, what's your problem? All right, well, let me log in a ticket, and then we'll get to you eventually. And then I'm sitting there on our row, and it's like, oh, can you do this? I'm like, yeah, I can do that, and I'll fix it real quick. And they'll call it back, like, yeah, cancel that ticket. I don't need your help anymore.
Yeah, why not?
But I think that's probably, like, what I can do for the most part.
Yeah, I was having a hard time with this question, too. So I was like, man, that's a good question, but, like, what can I do? But I have kind of like the same thing where I can Google problems, you know, when it comes to tech things and read through different solutions and then try and figure it out. Like, I might not readily know how to, you know, fix something, but I know how to Google it to try and find an answer to whether I can and if I can, how.
Right.
I don't know if this is a skill that would help people, but I'd like to believe I'm good at, like, arranging things to make them look nice.
Oh, I think that's a fairly decent skill. What is that woman's name? Marie Kondo? Marie Kondo? Yeah, like the whole, like, adjusting your life and organizing your space to help you mm-hmm. feel better about yourself. I think that's like a really good and powerful thing that people may not necessarily know is really important, because if you live life like in clutter, you don't mm-hmm. realize how much of an impact that has on your mood on a day-to-day basis. But being mm-hmm. able to be organized, because for me, like, organizing my closet by the type of, like, short sleeve shirt, long sleeve shirt, pants, shorts, jackets, like, things like that. So when I go mm-hmm. back to it and I can know what section of clothes I want to go into to get my stuff, that, you know, essentially makes me feel a little bit more at ease because I have that organization. So mm-hmm. being able to, like, organize stuff, I feel like that's a very good skill to have.
Yeah. I'm not too organized. I like to call myself messy organized, because to someone else it might look like I just have things wherever. But for me, I know where things are, and it's like I organize my things in a certain way so I know where it is, and I know, you know, what's supposed to go where. So someone else might not, but I know what I'm doing. And then like if you've seen my my enamel pin banners, I like mm-hmm. the way that I have those set up, or like the way that I set up things on shelves. I like the way that those look. I think I'm at least decent at it, if not good.
Yeah.
And then I can deal with kids. I won't say I'm good with kids, but I can deal with them, and I can usually, you know, like, calm them down and figure out what's going on and kind of redirect them. And same thing with animals. I like to believe I'm pretty decent with animals and kind of figure out what's going on with them. That's all I can think of. I'm sure, like you said, there could be more. And like, technically I took CPR and first aid training too, but I'm out of date. I don't have, I'm not certified right now technically. Mm-hmm. And I haven't taken a class in a while, but I have done it. So things like just the basic CPR and like the Heimlich maneuver, I could probably still do, but some of the more, you know, intense bits of that, I might not be able to.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there we go. We're good for something.
Yeah, we can still do things.
Yeah. See, I was trying to think of the characters on the show and like, oh, what are they good at? What can they do? But it's all like real intense stuff. It's like, ah, I can fight. I can use a gun. I know how to hack. I know how to drive really well. I know how to... I don't know. I can't think of what else they do. But, you know, like, stuff like that. I'm like, oh, well, I can't do any of that.
I wonder how good of a getaway driver I could be, you know, because like on a normal day-to-day basis you never really do any kind of extreme driving mm-hmm. and you wonder how hard could it be, because you know there are stunt drivers and everything and they do mm-hmm. like incredible things. But say, for instance, if you are in a situation where you're just trying to get away from somebody else, like how good do you have to be as a driver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no idea. That's one of the things, the guy who can drive really well, he does that in the show where he's like, oh, I got this. I know how to get away from them and drive really fast and go around corners and not hit things.
Right.
It's, I'm sure it's harder than people think.
Yeah. And you just mentioned like firing a gun, and it's like, mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. Like, of course, in military training, we are taught how to shoot, you know, how to fire weapons. And it's like, that was the farthest thing from my mind. And I didn't even think about like having that as a skill. I'm like, yeah, I guess I can do that. I know how to fire a gun, but I don't know. Yeah. I guess I was thinking of more like life saving and resourceful skills rather than like defense skills and stuff like that.
One of the things that, you know, the characters in the show need to do is sometimes they need to fight people or fire guns.
Yeah.
I won't say I know how to shoot a gun. I've done it once. Like, I went to the shooting range with my dad once, my junior year of high school, so it was a very long time ago. Mm-hmm. So I technically have done it, but I would definitely not consider it something I actively know how to do.
Right.
But, I don't know. I'm sure there's tons more. Like, I think one of them is, like, being good at lying. Because one of them is an actor, so he's like, oh, dude, I could lie, I'm an actor.
Speaking of being good at lying, did you see Jeremy's new show?
No, I have not. I have been way behind on YouTube. Oh. Because, fun fact, I watched Sense8 again. I just finished it today, so I've not seen it twice.
Have you heard of Jeremy's new show?
It was his show, but I saw something, I think it was on Instagram, that he said something about a show being out, but I didn't know it was his show.
Yeah, the show is called Chump. And if you've seen any of their Deceit videos or their Gmod videos, but Jeremy is extremely good at lying. And so he's turned that into a game show on Rooster Teeth. So they just had their pilot episode. They streamed it live on Wednesday evening, and it just went up for first members today, and I think it'll be up on YouTube tomorrow. But it's a game show where it's a little bit of deception. It's like the dating game of deception. So, you know how some dating games, they'll have the woman, and then they'll have, like, three bachelors, and the woman has to ask the bachelor questions to see who she wants to ultimately be with, right? Mm-hmm. So there are three deceivers on the panel, and then there's one person that asks them questions. So on that pilot episode, there was one game where there was this infomercial, that's what it's called. And there was an infomercial item. And there were two of the panelists that didn't know what the item was, and one panelist knew what the item was. And so they all gave a statement on what the item was. And so it was Gus, Sam from Screw Attack, and John Reisinger. They were on the panel. And then Gavin was the person that was asking the questions. Oh my God, Gavin's mind is just, it works in such the oddest ways. But so the first round, they had this little item. And so Gus, Sam, and John they all gave a statement on what the item actually did. And so Gavin had to find out of those statements which one person was telling the truth and what the other two people were telling lies. And so basically he was able to ask them three questions. And so from those three questions, he had to determine who was telling the truth and who was telling a lie. Then the second round, they had a statement. Each of them gave a statement about something that happened within their life. And they mixed the statements up. So it was all scrambled. So they could have inadvertently gotten their statement back, or they could have gotten someone else's statement. So they had to read the statement, and then after that statement, Gavin had 60 seconds to ask them about that statement, and they had to give supporting information regarding what happened in that statement, whether it was theirs or not. And then the last game, they had a box in front of them, and the box was either empty or there was actually something in the box. But regardless of whether the box was empty or they had something in it, they had to describe what was in their box. And so Gavin had to guess which person actually had something in their box, or if, mm-hmm. you know, if they were lying about what they saw in their box. So it was a pretty, interesting game. It's kind of, it's funny to see how a person's mind works when they have to lie. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I'm so glad they got Gavin for the first episode. I'm glad, but then I'm also kind of sad because I feel like nobody else who's a contestant on the show is going to their brain operates the way that Gavin's does. But yeah, so the questions that he asked were just kind of just like off the wall.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you definitely have to give it a look-see.
That's a good idea for a show.
Yeah. And of course, since they kind of gave Jeremy like full reins of the show, he and I think the guy that he works with in his band is named Spencer. So they did all the music for the show, and then the entire color scheme for the show is purple and orange.
I was going to say, is it Remy Tim colors?
It is absolutely Remy Tim colored.
You know, they have Joy-Cons that are like purple and orange, and I'm like, why? They have very few, at least in stores that I've seen, very few colors. It's like, you know, the typical red and blue, and then like the opposite red and blue, and then like black, and then I think there's like a pink and a green one, and then there's the purple and orange. Like, these are all, what? These are terrible.
Yeah.
Very few options, and one of them is freaking Remy Tim.
It's like, the more I see it, the more I'm okay with it. It's like, at first,
all
it was just like,
think of is Jeremy.
It does. But when I first saw it, I was like, oh, purple and orange. That is just, that is horrible. That is a horrible color scheme. But it's like, the more I see it from him, I was like, maybe it does go together. It's really not that bad.
I don't know if it's that or if now it's just, you're used to
You're used to it. Yeah. That's probably what it is.
Because now, you know, like, that's the colors I associate with him. So I'm like, yeah, like, purple and orange, it's fine. But then sometimes I see it out in the wild, and it could go either way. Either way, like the Joy-Cons, there's just something about them. Like, they're gross, but sometimes if I see purple and orange together, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll give it to them.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's not bad.
I hate it.
All right, so my topic this week is, what's something that when you were a kid, you didn't realize how expensive it was to get it until you became an adult?
Food?
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, like, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I want this. And then you're older and you're like, I want this, but I need, like, real food.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, oh, I would love this ice cream, but like, maybe next time.
Like, yeah, it's like, you're a kid and you see like your parents buy a gallon of ice cream. It's like, oh, ice cream is amazing. And you go to the store and buy it, like, $6 for ice cream. Oh my god.
Exactly. Or like, clothes is the same way, where,
yeah,
you know, it's just, especially when it's like specific clothes, like clothes you like.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, you know, if you just want like a plain old t-shirt from somewhere, that's usually not too bad.
Right.
But if you want anything else, it's usually like the place that I shop, just because it's stuff that I know fits me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for a pair of jeans, it's like $60. It's like, it's just a pair of jeans.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
It's like, because I've been saying for the longest time, like, I just want, like, at least just one suit, right? I just want one mm-hmm. suit. But it's like, to get a good suit, it's like almost $200
for, yeah,
like, the jacket and the matching pants. And not even including, like, a shirt and a tie. Like, I just want a jacket and a pants. And it's, like, almost $200 for a suit. And I was just like, ugh, I would never have known that a suit was that expensive. And, like, furniture. Just, like, if you mm-hmm. want decent furniture, like, not used, like, you want to buy new furniture. We're looking at buying a couch. You're talking about, like, $1,300 for a sofa. I'm like, what? Like, why? Why is that why is it that expensive? And I mean, even like simpler stuff. Like, if I want a decent like living room lamp, like just a lamp, like a floor lamp that just kind of like sits on the floor and lights my room. You're talking about like, there are some lamps that are like $150. I'm like, why does a lamp need to be that expensive? It is utterly ridiculous.
I know. I want like, I have just a small like, God, what kind of bed is it? Like a twin? I don't really know sizes. And mm-hmm. I would love a bigger bed just to, you know, have more room and spread out. And, you know, I think it'd just be nice. But, like, God, freaking, I don't have money for a bed.
Right. Going up to...
And then you got
to
get a whole new, like...
Bed frame.
There you go. I was like, what is the word? Yeah, you got to get a whole new one of those, plus the mattress, plus sheets.
Yep.
Like, God. So I'm like, well, not getting a new bed anytime soon.
Yeah, I just got some new sheets Black Friday, because apparently Black Friday is like the time to get new sheets, because apparently they go on sale. But the sheets that I got were like about $15, but I think originally priced they were like $49.99. I was like, why? It's sheets.
It's just sheets.
It's just sheets. Why are they so expensive? Everything is so expensive. Everything as an adult is expensive. If we have any kids listening to the podcast right now, don't grow up, because things cost too much money. Everything you
living
want
costs
in life.
Too much.
Yes, living is expensive.
It really is.
If you want to exist in this world, it is expensive.
Like, usually, you know, if you buy more used stuff, like whether it's clothes or furniture or whatever, it's cheaper. But then, you know, it's been used, so it sometimes it's still in really good quality, but then if it's still in really good quality, then it still costs more than, you know,
right.
ones that are not as good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, if you have to, go ahead. I mean, I have, you know, like, hand-me-down clothes from other people and stuff like that, and literally all of my furniture in this house was just luckily left by my parents because they bought new furniture, otherwise I would have had nothing. Like,
yeah.
I still don't have a TV stand. I luckily, my parents left the coffee table that was down here, and I had one that was in my room that used to be my great grandma's.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using that coffee table as a TV stand because I don't have one.
Right.
And I just got a new desk from my aunt. She's like, hey, do you want this desk? So that's nice. It's still like, it looks really nice. I don't know if they're getting a new desk or what they're doing, but
mm-hmm.
And it fits really well in this part of the house where I didn't have anything here. It just looked empty. So now there's something here and it looks nice. But yeah, just like things that you don't even think to buy. Like if you bought your own place or you're renting an apartment, just, you know, by yourself or even with someone else, and then it doesn't come furnished, then boy. I can't imagine doing that. That would suck. What else is expensive?
Literally everything.
Everything.
Literally everything.
Yeah.
Bills.
Yeah.
Bills are
ridiculously
are
expensive.
Because, like, growing up, it was like, I knew cars were expensive. I knew it was expensive to, you know, buy a house. But mm-hmm. being a young kid, you never grasp how expensive is. Like, you know, the luxury thing. It's like, oh, a car, a house, you know, diamond jewelry. Like, okay, mm-hmm. those are expensive things. Like, you never thought just getting, like, a week's worth of groceries could, like, set you back, you know?
Yeah.
It's just buying a lot of things. I go grocery shopping. I'm like, okay, I need juice. I need eggs. I need butter. You know, get some chicken. Some things to eat breakfast. You know, and some other, like, stuff for, you know, for dinner and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. then I get all of that stuff. And it's like, oh, well, your bill is, you know, it's $160. And then I go back and I look at it. It's like, I really feel like I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's all gone. Like, even because I try not to eat too much. I try to stretch my food out and have leftovers and stuff like that. But still, it's like $160 like for a week of stuff. It's like it's almost next to nothing. And then, you know, sometimes I want a snack, so I'll get like trail mix or some chips or something like that. And I'll look at my cart and like $160, and I feel like I got nothing. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up and we would go through the grocery store and we have like a cart full of groceries, and that would be for like 2 or 3 weeks. And I was like, oh, okay, well, we have food. And it's like, that had to be like close to $300 worth of groceries were I to get that same stuff today. And I was like, I don't know how my mom did it.
How my mom is now, like, she can buy, you know, like, she buys a ton of groceries because she has, you know, so many people she has to buy for. And then, obviously, it turns out really expensive because it's a lot of food. And then, you know, when I buy food, I mean, I don't spend as much as she does because I don't get as much. But then I feel like also I don't, it's like, I feel like I have, like, two dinners and, like, two snacks. Because, like, I hardly ever really buy snacks anymore. I like to snack. And, you know, because otherwise it's like, I don't want to make a full meal. But then I, like, never buy any snacks because after I get, like, my food, I don't really have much money left. So I usually, and then even that, like, I get usually easy meals like spaghetti or something like that. Cause that's easy and decently cheap to get all those things. But then like I have ramen too, cause you know, that's cheap, but then that gets boring after a while. Like right now I really don't have any groceries in the house, but I also do not have money to go grocery shopping, but it gets real old real fast where it's like, oh, I have ramen, I have eggs, I have tomato soup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are my three options every day, and it gets real old real fast. Like, it's hard for me to take something for lunch at school, too, because I usually get these little microwavable ramen bowls, but I'm out right now, so I don't have those. Yeah. So I have no idea what I'm going to take for lunch tomorrow to school, but, yeah, like, food is ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just living.
Yeah, just living.
Cost too much.
Costs a lot of money to live.
And you just... And I remember being, like, I don't know, like, 7? And my dad said something about, like... I think he had, like, a $100 bill or something. I was like, you have $100? That's so much money? And he was like, it's not. I was like, no, but that's $100.
Yeah. I remember when I saw my mom had a $50 bill, and I was like, like, we could buy anything we want. You have $50.
Like, I was like, Dad, you're rich. It's crazy. Nope. Turns out that buys you... Not a lot.
Not a lot at all. $100 does not go very far.
Like, if you go through the store or something and you're like, oh, this is like $5. This is $3. You're like, oh, I don't think it's a lot. But then you add it up and it's over $100. And it's like, oh my God.
You're like, what happened? It's like, why did I spend all this money?
Yeah. It's like everything was, I thought, cheap. But when I get all of it, it's not.
It adds up so fast. It's ridiculous how fast it adds up. It's like, oh, you know, this is $5, this is $6, this is $8. Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, that'll be $53. Like, what?
I know, I feel like that every time I just go to the store and just, like, I just want, you know, a few things. Like, maybe, you know, some microwave meals and maybe, I don't know, some pop or, you know, something like that. It still is, like, so much money and it's ridiculous.
It's awful. Man, simply awful.
It really is. I wish it wasn't like that. But, I mean, oh well, I guess.
You're right.
It's not like I could do anything about it. I need to eat.
We do have to eat. We do have to live.
Um, Yeah, everything is just like way too much. Like I always say, like, oh, I need shoes decently. I would like some shoes, like just some basic tennis shoes that I can wear to like work and stuff, and I need a nicer pair of boots, and I need at least those two things, but like shoes are expensive, so and I can't like buy just shoes online either because I have like a weird foot size, so mm-hmm. I have to try things on because, you know, I might be in this brand of shoes, the same size might fit me versus like a different brand where I might be a different size. So I haven't been able to even go. I'm like, I want to at least go try things on just to figure out like about how much it would be and the kind of styles I'd like, but I haven't been able to do that because I haven't really been able to go out and do things because I don't have any money to go and do things.
Yeah.
I mean, the shoes I have right now are like okay, but they're really, I've had them for a while, a few years, so they're really falling apart. Especially my one pair of shoes that I have that literally has like a hole in it, and they look gross because I've had them for like, I don't know how long, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, because then shoes are like, I don't know. I don't even know how much shoes are. Like 60, probably? 40 to 60, depending on what they are.
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
And I know boots are more expensive.
Yeah.
So, I haven't done that. But I will at some point.
At some point. Yeah, no, I need to, I need to get clothes and shoes. I feel like my wardrobe is very limited, and I tend to wear the same thing over and over and over again. So I need to, you know, maybe at least get like a few more shirts and another pair of jeans. I have two pair of jeans mm-hmm. that are exactly the same. So even though I may be wearing a new pair of jeans, it still looks like I'm wearing the same pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I do. I always get the same pair. I just bought a new pair of jeans recently because mine were they're not quite there, but I know they're gonna start falling apart soon. So I bought like a new pair of jeans, and then all of my leggings were ruined, so I bought one new pair of leggings. I need one more because I only bought one black pair, and I need a gray pair because they have like holes in them, so I need another gray pair now. So that was nice because I'm like the same way where I wear like a lot of the same things every day. But that's, I think, about all I got. I would like a few more pairs. I would like a few new shirts. I need at least one pair of like gray leggings. I just bought some socks at least recently because I was like running out of those because I kept having holes in them. Crazy. It's too much.
Yeah, it is. Oh, but guess what we got? We got another question.
Woo!
So this one comes from the same person that asked it last week, Michelle. So she poses the question, what is the most ridiculous fact that you know?
Cats can't see directly under their noses. No.
Wait, they can't see under their noses?
We've talked about this.
Have we? I forget things.
It's a terrible fact because we can't see directly under our noses either.
Ah, yes, I do remember talking about that. Yeah, I remember we did have a whole discussion about that. Like, why isn't the fact that no one can see directly under their noses?
It's not just cats.
Did we also talk about the fact that dogs can't look straight up?
What?
Yeah, a dog can't look just straight up. They'll like always go to the side or anything.
I don't understand.
Like if a dog is looking like straight up, they can't just look straight up. Or can they? I don't know. I heard the fact that dogs can't look straight up. But now I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking that if you hold a treat over a dog's head, the dog will look straight up.
Yes!
Maybe it was another animal that couldn't look straight up.
Animal.
I don't know.
I mean, dogs could, they have necks. They can look up.
I need to reevaluate what the facts that I have in my head. One fact that I do know is that you, if you hold your nose closed, you can't hum.
I don't know if I want to try that.
Just try it real quick. See if you can squeeze your nose and hum.
You go first.
I know I can't do it. Because I know it's a proven. When I found this fact out, I know I've tried it. I know you can't do it.
I feel like it's one of those tricks where they're like, oh, you can't stick out your tongue and say a word. And then, like, you do it. They're like, just kidding. You can.
No, I'm serious. Like, if you hold your nose closed, like, if you hold your nose closed tight, like you were holding your breath to go underwater.
Tight.
And, yeah, tight. And you try to hum, you cannot do it. Just try it.
I did.
Can you hum?
Oh, that's sad. Who thinks of these things?
I don't know. When I was thinking about this question, like the first thing that came to my head was like animal penises. And, like, why I know, like, weird facts about animal penises.
Like, echidnas have four?
I did not know that. They have four?
Yeah.
Interesting. Groups
have talked about it.
I didn't know that one.
Now look it up. Look up echidna penis.
I don't know if I want that in my browser history.
Open up what's it called?
Incognito.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, I was thinking like, you know, cats have barbs on their penises. Yeah. And how ducks and different fowl have like corkscrew penises. And polar bears have bones in their penises.
No.
And it's like, I don't know why I retain that information. But that was like literally when I saw that question, that was like the first thing that came to my mind.
Penises.
Yes. Ha! Penises. I know about penises.
Man, I'm trying to think of a good one. I know there's some. I have so many random facts, but now that I'm asked, I can't think of any.
Right.
I know, like, cats, there's some sort of, like, gland that they have that's, like, in the roof of their mouth. Mm-hmm. So when they're smelling, sometimes if they're really intensely smelling, they'll open their mouth to help them smell it better.
Huh.
Cat facts.
Cat facts. Didn't we have an episode called Cat Facts?
I think it was the one about the can't see under their noses.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
I have more. I can't think of any. Watched the whole documentary. But I can't think of any. Man, I'll have to do some more research and come back.
Yeah.
Once I remember some.
Why is it so hard to think about what you have in your brain? Like, if you're called on to think of, like, any other time we see something, we're like, oh, I have this random information in my brain. Like, it just so happened, I was downstairs in a hotel, and I saw this guy that was sitting at the bar, and I was like, he looks exactly like this actor. Like, I know this actor. I've seen this actor. I know exactly who it is that I'm thinking about, who this guy looks like. But I cannot for the life of me think of what his name is. So I went to Google and I looked up a different actor that I know that the actor that I was thinking of looked like. And so I still didn't know the second actor's name. So I had to look up a movie that that actor was in. So I was like, okay, what was it? I didn't remember the name of the movie. So I looked up that movie and I saw what the actor's name was. I'm like, okay, I find this actor and this actor looks like this person. And then I was able to ultimately find out who the person was that I was thinking of. And it's like, why is it so hard to retrieve information from your brain?
I know this. I wouldn't be thinking about it, but I can't think of, it's one of those things where it's like on the tip of your tongue, but you can't. Oh, wait, you can't figure it out.
Right. It's like, if I didn't know who the actor was, I would have no, like, connection to it. I would look at him and be like, oh, okay. It's just a guy. But it's like the actor's face is in my brain. And I, just like you say, it was on the tip of my tongue. It's like, I know his name. I knew, like, his last name had a D in it, but I couldn't. I knew it was, like, Mick D something. And I was thinking, the first name that came to my head was, like, Neil McDonough. And I was like, no, that's not him. I know who Neil McDonough is. Neil McDonough played in Captain America, the first Avenger. I was like, I know who Neil McDonough is. I know who that is. I was like, that's not him. What is his name? So ultimately, I found out his name is Malcolm McDowell. So I was like, I know. And it was bothering me so much. Oh, I hate the brain. I hate it. It's so convoluted. It makes no sense the way the brain works.
No, man, I don't know. It's like, I've heard about it before. Something like, even if you know something, if you're not currently like using that information, it's stored in a part of the brain that's like, it's there, but you just don't to it for whatever reason. And sometimes it just doesn't, your brain just won't give you access. It's like, no, you don't need that. Like, but I do, please. I know.
I really, I really need it. I need to get this information. You know, a weird fact that I just thought of that it's completely hilarious the way that I know this weird fact is, do you know what the little plastic tip on your shoelace is called?
An aglet.
Yes. And how do you know it's an aglet? No, I'm asking, how do you know it's an aglet?
And Ferb.
Yes, because of Phineas and Ferb. That's the only reason I know exactly what an aglet is. And I just think that's so funny.
It's just collective knowledge that everyone has. It's like quoting SpongeBob episodes.
I can't quote SpongeBob episodes. I didn't watch SpongeBob like I watched Phineas and Ferb.
What?
No, SpongeBob was never really my thing.
You're a disappointment.
Wow. I see how you really feel.
You don't know SpongeBob.
I mean, SpongeBob wasn't entertaining to me. Phineas and Ferb was amazing.
SpongeBob's one of those shows that it's just like, it's on. I'll watch it.
Eh. I mean, I've seen like a few of the iconic SpongeBob episodes. The Krusty Krab pizza episode, I've seen that. The halftime show episode, I've seen that one as well. Like, the iconic ones, I've seen those, but it's just not something that I've committed to memory. Like, I can't quote SpongeBob episodes. But I'm pretty sure at some point I've seen every Phineas and Ferb episodes. Not that I can quote all the Phineas and Ferb episodes, but I feel like I've seen just about all of them. Squirrel in My Pants, amazing.
Amazing.
What was the soccer episode? I don't remember what they called the soccer one, but when they were like in the soccer spheres, Awesome. Roller coaster throughout the town. Great episode.
I don't know if it needs to verb that well. Like, I watched it, but I don't know if I watched, like, all the episodes. And I definitely, it would have been, like, I watched the episodes, like, once. Mm-hmm. Unlike SpongeBob, where it's, like, it's you on. So even if I've seen.
Yeah, and you watch them multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah, so even Phineas and Ferb, it's just, like, I've seen it, but not, like, only, like, once per episode or something like that. So I can't quote it, and I don't really know anything particularly about it, but
do you
I
remember,
did watch it, I swear.
Do you remember Meep?
No.
No? Okay, well. No. Phineas and Ferb also did a crossover episode with the Avengers, so I thought that was pretty awesome.
That one, because that doesn't sound familiar at all.
Well, you are also a disappointment. If I'm a disappointment for not watching SpongeBob, you're a disappointment for not remembering Phineas and Ferb.
It's not like I didn't watch it. I just don't remember. But I have a terrible memory. Well, so I have an excuse.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. That's fair. I retract my statement of you being a disappointment.
I mean, what else do you know that I don't know that I can be a disappointment for?
I don't think that would be fair because I feel like you know a couple other things that I don't know and that I probably should. So we might be about even. I know because I feel like I know a lot about a lot of different random things. And it just, again, like the brain, they just come out at random times. So,
yeah. It'll, you know, I'm sure once we finish this episode,
this episode. That's so many extra syllables.
Man, all right, listen. I watched an award show the other day that was mainly in Korean, but there was also Japanese and Chinese and, like, a little bit of English. So that doesn't help.
No,
like,
it doesn't help at all.
Just because you're hearing that language so much, and then it makes you, like, worse at speaking your native language. It, like, when you really get into learning a language, you get worse at speaking your native language. Just right. Because, I don't know why. People say it happens when they, when you live in a different country for a while, then sometimes you'll start to have a different accent when you speak your native language, and also words become harder. And then sometimes you'll screw it up too, where you're like, oh, what is this word? I know it in this language, but I don't know it in my native language.
Yeah. I can imagine that, because you're so immersed in trying to learn a new language, like your brain, like it's in the forefront of your brain. You want to think of the new language and what that word means. So when you're trying to think of something simple in English, the first thing that comes to your mind is what the word is in the foreign language.
Yeah, exactly. So it just, anytime you do something like that, it makes it harder. So I already mess up and flub a lot. And it's even worse because I just watched an award show where there was a lot of not English.
Well, I have no excuse. I think it was just me for the past week having to talk a lot and being in front of a class.
And having a cold.
Oh, that's the worst. Trying to talk and your voice is like constantly going out. Because it wasn't even like a steady thing where I didn't have a voice. It was just I'll be in the middle of a sentence and I'll, you know, just talking like this. So this, first you want to focus on this and then you want to do that. It's just like, it's the worst.
See, my friend was sick and she said that she went to make coffee and she said she put in a new filter and she filled it up with water and she was like, nailed it, and like hit the button to, you know, start it. And then once it was done, she realized she never actually put the coffee in, so she just made hot water.
That would be great.
She's like, I hate being sick. you become, I don't know, you just forget things more easily, I guess, when you're sick. Because it's true, because you're not thinking about it. You're like, I'm miserable, I just want to, you just focus on that, and then you just do stupid things like make coffee without, like, coffee.
Right.
The main ingredient in coffee.
Yeah, it was just, for me, I didn't really get, like, brain fog or anything, and I wasn't really out of it. I was just don't know, I just felt tired. I was just like fatigued. And it was like, I was fine. I'll get up, get dressed, go down to the metro and get to work. And I'm good. And then as soon as I got to work and I sat down, I was like, I am exhausted. It's like, I just, like, I am tired.
Yeah. I know my sleep schedule has been a mess lately, so I've been tired just because of that. But that's just I don't know. It's just my body problem. It's like, hey, it's, you know, let's stay up forever and not sleep.
Right.
And I'm like, why? I want to sleep. Isn't that the worst?
It is. It really is.
When you're just, like, not tired, so you can't sleep, and it's like, I have to be up in, like, 4 hours. Can I please fall asleep?
Yes.
Why am I wide awake?
It is awful. And especially, like, you go through your day, it's like, I am so tired. I can't wait to just get home and lay down, and I'm going to just pass out. And you get home, and you sit down, it's like, I'm not tired. Why can't I go to sleep?
Yeah. Almost, like, every day that I decide, like, it usually is as soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm like, wow, I'm extra tired today. I'm going to take a nap when I get home. And then I get home, and then I'm not tired. It's like, now I can nap, so now my body has decided I'm not tired anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why all day was I tired until I got home?
Yeah.
So frustrating. But, I don't know. It's like, your body just betrays you.
It does. It really does.
For whatever reason. Good times. We went all the way back to being sick. We started and ended.
That's being sick. It's what we call a perfect circle podcast.
Means we're done. Goodbye.
But to all our listeners, if you want to hear more of our podcast, you can very easily do that by subscribing to the Spotify podcast. You can find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all those things easily. Just subscribe to the podcast and you'll get updated every time we post a new episode, which is every Tuesday morning. And if you do subscribe to us, we do ask if you can leave us a rating and a review. It's a good free way to support the podcast. If you leave us a rating and that review, what it does for us is it helps move us up in those different podcast algorithms so that whenever somebody is searching for a new and noteworthy podcast to listen to, they're more likely to see our podcast show up in their feed as one to listen to. But if you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the podcast. Just find us on our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can easily go. You can scroll down. You can find any episode that you want to listen to. Just click on it and you can listen to it in your browser, whether it's on a laptop, on a desktop computer, on a tablet, on your phone, anything like that. If you want to send us any questions, tell us any stories, ask us for advice, anything you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on social media. We're on Tumblr. You can look for us at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on our page. You can click that, send us any kind of questions or anything. You can find us on Facebook, search for Spider Bites Podcast, or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those social media links, you can find us, you can send us any questions, any stories you want to tell, any advice you're looking for. We said anything today that you can kind of relate to. Things that, you know, send us some weird facts that you know. Maybe something that we didn't mention or something that we may not know. We love to hear your weird facts. But you can find us on those social media sites. But if you don't have any social media sites or you choose not to use social media, you can find us and you can get in touch with us through our email at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Again, send us anything, ask us anything. And if you want to get in touch with us individually, you want to send a message just to me or just to Ashley, you can find our social media links in the description of the show as well as all the links of everything that I just mentioned just previously. I never know what to say, like, right after I finish saying all of that. It was like, okay, I'm done saying, I'm done doing the outro. Now we can transition into something else. Like, what do I say?
Now.
I don't know. I'll have to figure that out.
I never know either. I never really know when you're done, because I usually zone out while you're doing the theme park. So it's usually once there's silence. I'm like, ah.
They're like, ah, he's done. He finished talking. I can tune back in again.
That's usually what it is.
I hope none of our listeners do that. And they're like, oh, Spider's talking. And I just kind of drown him out. And then they hear your voice like, oh, Spider's done. I can listen to Ashley now.
Listen, for me, at least, it's the same thing every week. And I'm part of it, so I don't need to, like, find the podcast. So for me, it's fine.
Right.
But, I don't know, man. I heard you flub.
Yes, I sure did.
I did pick that up.
I think your ears are tuned. They're like, he says this stuff every single week. Every single week, this is what he says. But as soon as he messes something up, oh, that's different. I heard that.
Yeah, I gotta pick up on those little flubs that you do. It's like Achievement Hunter where you bounce on someone like as soon as they... Club. It's like, oh, you said this, or like people in group chats that, you know, you make fun of when they just mess up a word.
I was listening to an old off-topic podcast earlier today, and this is like way old, before Extra Life even happened, and Fiona was on, and they were talking about movies, and like early in the podcast, they asked Fiona, has she seen Independence Day? And Fiona was like, no, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never seen Independence Day. It was like, okay, well, if you had to guess, who do you think starred in Independence Day? She was like, Nicolas Cage. And I can see what her thought process was, because she was probably thinking of National Treasure, where they stole mm-hmm. the Declaration of Independence. And so I'm guessing that's why she thought of Nicolas Cage. But so later on in the podcast, they were talking about Nicolas Cage again. Oh, they were talking about... if they could get somebody to come to Extra Life, like a celebrity, like if money was no object and they could get a celebrity to come to Extra Life, who would it be? And so they were joking and saying that Fiona would want Nicolas Cage to come. And Fiona was like, if Nicolas Cage walked in front of me right now, I wouldn't know who he was. And Jack was so flabbergasted that he was trying to like say, you don't know who Nicolas Cage is? But he was like, you don't... It's like he couldn't talk. He could not get the sentence out. He even called himself out. He was like, I can't even say it. I'm just so astounded that you don't know who Nicolas Cage is. Like, you've had to have seen Nicolas Cage. Because Fiona's like the meme person. Like, she's all about like the current memes and everything. And Nicolas Cage is like a living meme. Mm-hmm. Like, everything he does gets turned into a meme. So she probably has seen him before, but just hasn't made that connection that's Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. But yeah, the flubs in Achievement Hunter are just, they're 100% golden. And the way they just hop on and just like attack them as soon as somebody flubs, it's like, you either got to call it out or get prepared to be ridiculed.
I think of what it was, but I know there's a good Michael one. It was on and off topic, but I don't remember what Michael was talking about or what, but he like very much so flubbed it and they all just started making fun of him. He's like, yeah, I said it. My bad. Like, he owned it real quick. Like, yeah, moving on. I know.
I think Michael and Jeremy are very good about calling out their flubs. Because mm-hmm. Michael will be like, Michael will say, you know, he'll flub a word. And then, like you say, he'll just call it out. Like, yeah, I did it. I caught it. And Jeremy will try to say something and he'll flub it. And then he'll try, like, maybe two more times. And if he can't get it, he'll just, like... I hate my mouth. Just I hate my brain. Just I give up. And he'll just like bail. I feel like Jack kind of does that too. Jack will try two or three times to say something and he can't say it. He'll be like, I forget it. Just like give up.
I don't. I try and power through to the best of my ability. Like, hold on. Give me like a minute. Now I can say it.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll try to say it, and I'll just, if I keep messing up, I'll be like, that, and I'll just go, that, and just kind of like just get it all out, and then slowly say what it was that I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, a lot of people, you know, like, they'll flub or mess up or whatever, and then they'll just start from the beginning. But it's just subconscious. It's just automatic. I flub something, and then I go, blah, and then, like, start over.
Right.
So that's calling attention to my flub when I could have just moved on.
Exactly. You try to say something. You try to say something, you flub, and you go, blah, 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 blah. What I was trying to say was...
But, oh well, flubs are funny.
They are. They're hilarious. It's so funny. I've watched Achievement Hunters so much that I start doing what they do when other people flub. Like, if somebody says something, I'm like, oh yeah, really? That's what it's called? You want to try that again?
I do that sometimes if my friend will text me something and her phone will autocorrect to, like, even if she spells something wrong or right, sometimes her phone autocorrects to something spelled wrong or a different word for some reason. Mm-hmm. And like, it does that with tiny a lot for some reason, but if she puts tiny, but it'll spell it tinny. But, you know, just like words like that. Sometimes it is all her and sometimes it's just her phone. But
right.
Sometimes I ignore it. And sometimes I message her back just that one word. She's like, shut up, you knew what I meant.
Do you find that your phone starts to autocorrect, like, regular words, like real words, like something that you meant to type and it autocorrects it to something else?
I don't use autocorrect. I have it turned off.
Oh, because, like, if I try to type tall, if I'm texting something and I'm trying to type tall, it will autocorrect it to y'all. And I'm like, no, I meant to say tall. Tall is an actual word. Why are you changing that?
Yeah, that's what happens to my friend all the time with, like, sometimes it'll correct it, you know, to another, like, real word or something. And she's like, no, why? And sometimes she'll do it where she'll change it back like 3 times. And after, once it gets to 3, she's like, whatever, I'll leave it. I tried to fix it. It wouldn't let me.
And since
I don't know, phones are stupid.
Yeah, they are. And since iOS 13 came out, they've introduced the swipe function on the keyboard, so you can
like the thing where you can just swipe a word, right? Know, like all in one go, and it'll pop up. Yeah, I had a phone that used to do that.
So I've been using that, and you know, it's a little bit easier to type with one hand because you're just swiping. Yeah. But and I know the way it works is basically you just swipe from letter to letter to spell out the word that you want to type. And I can swipe very carefully from Y-O-U-R to type your. And it will autocorrect it to yours. It'll autocorrect it to Y-O-U apostrophe U-R. It'll autocorrect it to something else. I'm like, all I want to do is type your. I'm going Y-O-U-R. Why won't you give me your? And it just, it refuses.
Yeah,
and then it does that, like, it only does it occasionally. Like, if I'm typing something and it's in the middle of a sentence, then it may not give it to me. But if I'm typing something and your is at the beginning of a sentence, then we're like, oh, okay, we know you meant your. And then they'll give it to me. I was like, what is... And then I just end up having to type it out by myself. Like, tap Y, then O, then U, then R.
Yeah, I had that problem before. Because on a phone I had... I don't remember, it was a few years ago, before I had an iPhone, it had, like, that function, whatever you'd call it. And that's what I would use all the time, because you could use it with one hand, and it was just, it almost seemed faster. And then there were a few times where you'd, like, try and swipe a word, and you'd do it, like, 3 times, and it would come up with a different word. It's like, fucking backspace, I'll just type this out myself. So annoying. Like, sometimes you just cannot decipher what you mean, even if you do, like, and sometimes if you do it really slow, it does help. And sometimes it just doesn't. It's like, yeah, never mind.
It's just like, nope. You're like, this is what you meant. It's like, no, that's not what I meant. Yeah, yeah, that's what you meant.
Why
would I
backspace it four times?
And still give you the same thing. Like, nope. I know this is exactly what you meant to type. It's like, ugh, you goddamn phone.
This is what you really wanted.
Right.
Man, we... I should update now so I can get that feature.
Yeah,
and,
you should.
Be mad.
And be angry with it and then turn it off.
Exactly.
Oh, we ruined our Perfect Circle podcast. We moved away from talking about being sick.
I hope I don't get sick. There we go.
All right. To all of our listeners, we thank you for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya. That's you. That's what it should end on. That's how we know it came back to sick.